And finally, Tahami, good luck. Do good. Love Sophia, mom, and dad.
Good evening, La Feria Early College High School Band.
High School.
My name is Roger Olivares. I'm a retired band director, fine arts administrator from Rio Grande City, and it's an honor for me to be here today to offer you some comments as you prepare, continue your preparation for your UAL contest, which you will be hosting. What an honor. Hopefully some of these comments will be helpful to you as they guide your practices, as your directors come up with a lesson plan to just to make sure that we have the best, you know, possible performance at UIL. And that's going to be determined by the amount of work that you do between now and then. And again, I like the right now what I'm seeing on the field. I like it. I like the use of the props there at the beginning. I like the band. It looks like a large band. I'm looking forward to this.
In Conference 4A,
looking forward to this.
Early College High School Mighty Lion Band. Their program is entitled The Color Within.
The Color Within. Interesting concept.
Drum majors, Mariana Servin.
I'm curious as to what selections, you know, go with The Color Within. I guess I'll find out.
Begin your performance for the La Feria Independent School District Marching Invitational.
I need more definition there with what the saxes are doing. I can't tell what they're doing. I don't know if they're mic'd or not. They're standing near a mic, but I really can't hear them. Good body work from the ensemble there. Yeah, I would like to have that more defined there at the beginning. Yeah, make sure that you evaluate how far apart your feet are on that visual. It's a nice visual, but I have some of us going past shoulder length or shoulder width. Some of us are going just a little bit too far out. Some of us are not going out far enough. Got to make sure that we agree. Alignment here is pretty good, except for some isolated lines here that landed. You landed there for a few seconds. I could tell that some lines were not dressing down. Ta-ta. Bring that moving line out, please, mellophone. Nice opening there. Careful not to kill the I don't know if it was a cymbal or something that I heard. They're kind of heavy in the percussion at the end of the phrase. See if our feet can look more together, guys. It's the feet look very ragged. See, they're not moving together. A lot of foot phasing issues here. Even if you're running, alignment here is not good. I'm looking at this line of woodwinds here between the 45 and the 50. Yeah, it's not a line. Got to see if we can do a better job of identifying exactly where we are in between the 2-yard lines. T. See if each one of those can be a little bit, have more energy than the one before it with balance. Pom, pom, pom. That way. Okay, nice keyboard here. I know the percussion are being featured here, but I think the bass drum is too heavy. Boom, boom, boom. You know, getting just a little bit more subtle. Nice sound here, Ben. Feet, can we agree more with our feet? Come on, guys, come on. We're not keeping the beat with our feet. As I look around, I look at three or four band members, and I can never find three or four band members, maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot, that are doing exactly the same thing with their feet going from set to set. That's a red flag. We need to identify that and make sure that we make that an area that we have to target. We could try tracking here also. You could line up the band like at the goal line and maybe march them to the 50, playing the song or playing maybe 32 counts, playing 64 counts, and making sure that they identify where they are, left, right, you know, where they are in step. And then hopefully some of that will carry over into the performance of their actual routine. Took off a little bit too early there. Bring that on a little bit more if you can, keyboard. Nice. Very nice. You can sing it out a little bit more if you can. It's in the range that the notes are, though. It's hard to make it project, but try harder to project baritone. It's a good job. Check your alignment on this set also as we're parked there. The takeoff caught some of us asleep there. Come on. We were counting. It's like if you're listening, oh, I need to take off. No, you got to anticipate. Nice sax sound in the woodwinds. Just that's what I'm hearing, though. I'm not hearing enough of the other voices, of the other sections. At a slower tempo, the feet are a little bit more together. Trumpets, don't splat. Don't splat, trumpets. Now, as you're marching backwards, some of your kids are out of step there. We got to make sure that we stay in step as we're marching backwards. Beautiful use of color guard here. Not my caption. I know we have a color guard judge, but color guard, I'm just so impressed with that, how effective that is right there. T-T-T-T. Agree on the articulation there. Check your pitch there. Dee-da-da-da. Don't let that note go out of tune on the mellophone. A little bit more low sound there. Okay, I think this is a scatter, so I guess this is... Yeah, we in the our feet are okay to not to be here, because it was I think it was like a scatter drill, or like a, well, that's what we used to call it in my time. There might be a new terminology for that, where you go from one set to another without any particular attention to staying in step. We got a little bit of phasing here with the low reeds and the low brass. Make sure that we articulate the same way, exactly. Bass drum a little heavy. Back off the toms there. Check your spacing here. Check your form. Again, feet not quite matching, not quite hitting the ground exactly at the same moment in time. You gotta keep the beat with your feet. Hey, I heard some clarinets. Great. Yeah, in previous woodwind sections or woodwind moments, I was hearing a saxophone. I wasn't really hearing the rest of the woodwinds. Alignment here is an issue between the 40 and the 45. Yeah, identify exactly where you are in relationship to the yard line, and the person in front of you is right. So you gotta make sure that you're with them. Again, color guard, not my caption, but just real effective. I like it. I like the use of the color guard in with a band. It's alignment here. Check your alignment. Again, make sure you're perfectly straight. You got to pick exactly the same spot between the yard line where you're in, where you belong.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Very exciting music. Very exciting band. I like the energy with which you play. I think that just concentrate on making the music even more clean, keeping it cleaner, work to make it clean, work to create, you know, work toward to create those impact points to have more effect. They're having an effect right now, but I think, you know, work to have it even more of a musical effect. But focus on making sure that we look at what our feet are doing between sets. That's make sure that we take off at the same time. You know, if there's one thing that I noticed that I can offer you right now is just that comment to be more aware of keeping the beat with your feet, you know, set to set. And your set arrivals are okay for the most part, but your how you're getting to your sets is sometimes a little bit of an issue. Again, great energy in the band. I did mention a couple of times that woodwind moments were covered by saxophone. I don't know if that's the way it's supposed to be, but toward the end, I started hearing some of the other woodwind sections. So it's a big band, and there's just so much, so many things going on, and the percussion, the color guard. I mean, they're adding to it. There was a couple of spot times where I felt that the percussion were overbalancing, especially the bass drum. Sometimes maybe even the toms, but for the most part, everything's going on the right track, except again, awareness of going set to set with making sure our feet are in step. Hopefully some of these comments are helpful to you. It was an honor for me to hear you play. I enjoyed your performance. The band plays with a lot of energy. And I mean, I that's half the battle right there. You guys are buying into the show. You're having fun performing it. You know, just clean it up and work on some of these things that the judges mentioned, and you're going to have an incredible performance on the 14th and an even better incredible performance in Cal Allen on the 21st. Best wishes to you all. Thank you.